Trappers are mourning the loss of Dean Wilson Sr. of Kenny Lake. The master trapper and fur buyer passed away earlier this week following a long illness. He was 69 years old. Wilson grew up in the village of Northway, learned to trap as a child, and spent his life working in the field and running a seasonal fur buying operation in Fairbanks. Alaska Trappers Association President Randy Zarnke says Wilson was known as the patriarch of Alaska trapping and did a lot to support the traditional activity, especially with kids.
He would buy red squirrels and muskrats and weasels from young kids at about 3 or 4 or 5 times the going rate, just to, you know, support them and encourage them to continue trapping.
Zarnke says Wilson's roots were in traditional trapping, but he embraced evolution of the craft.
Dean kind of bridged the gap between the real old timers that we think of, people from back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and he remembered them very fondly, and he spoke of how much he had learned from them. But then he also was had his feet firmly planted in the present and looked to the future, where he strongly promoted trapping education and ethical standards for trappers.
Another longtime friend and fellow trapper, Pete Buist of Fairbanks, says Wilson was always willing to share his knowledge.
He would take and sit down with anybody, any new trapper, and tell them how to catch fur. He wasn't worried about competition.
Buist says Wilson will be remembered for his outgoing personality and sense of humor. Buist recounts a time when Wilson asked him to help promote a fur contest.
He says, "Well, I want you to tell people that I'm the largest fur buyer in Alaska." And I said, "Dean, I know there's people that are probably buying more fur than you are right now. How can you make a claim like that?" He says, "I weigh nearly 260 pounds. I'm sure I'm the largest fur buyer in Alaska."
The Alaska Trappers Association shared memories of Dean Wilson Sr. at its monthly meeting this week in Fairbanks. Wilson's funeral is scheduled for Sunday at the Kenny Lake School.